8. Saint. God damn. I've never experienced something so fucking sexy before. And I've seen hundreds of lords fuck their chosens over the years. At the vow ceremonies and at the House of Lords when they have parties every fucking night of the week, the porn I've watched. It was better than watching her come on my phone when she didn't know anyone was watching. I didn't go against any rules. I didn't fuck her. But fuck, it took everything in me not to throw her on the floor, pull her ass up in the air, and fuck her wet cunt. Reaching down, I adjust my hard cock as I walk toward the front doors of her parents' house. Saint? I come to a stop and close my eyes. Fuck. Yes, Mr. Price? I turn to face her father. He knew I was coming over after he called me earlier. He interrupted when I was watching her on my phone to congratulate me. I was to have his daughter. I grabbed the box I had stashed under my bed and rushed over here to beat her home so I could set up. I didn't expect anything to happen, though. Not that I'm complaining. During our phone call, he informed me he wants me to be with his daughter as much as I want her, and I was excited to tell her that it would be me who fucks her at the vow ceremony. He stands in the middle of the foyer, hands shoved into the pockets of his dress slacks. His eyes drop to my hard dick, and my teeth grind. The wet spot where his only daughter just rode my thigh until she came all over it is clearly visible. Call me Altis. I nod, but say nothing. After all, I'll be handing my daughter over to you in a few weeks. I'm going to take these vows very seriously. I'm going to carve them into her flawless skin so she has a reminder of who owns her for the rest of her life, in case she ever tries to forget. Did you need something, sir? I ask, getting to the point. He chuckles. I just want to make sure you're aware of... Well, my wife considers it a problem. I frown. With what? Ashton. What about her? I step forward. He didn't mention anything about a problem during our earlier phone call. I know how her mother feels about the situation. I also know she can't do shit about it. It's a tradition. The Lords and Spade Brothers have been doing things a certain way for hundreds of years now. It will never be changed. Do I agree with it? No. If I ever have a daughter, I'll have to offer her up as well to another generation of Spade Brothers. The thought makes me sick to my stomach. But I'll burn that bridge when I get there. She's been seeing a therapist, he says tightly. Obviously, it's against his wishes. And, well, from what I've been told from reports, she's not a virgin. I laugh, and when his eyes narrow on mine, I cough to cover it up. You can't be serious. Ashton hasn't fucked another man. I would know. If he knew of all the times I've watched her, he'd understand just how obsessed I am with her. Something catches my attention, and my eyes shoot to the top of the stairs just in time to see her step back from the second-story balcony. Ashton has assured me that she is. He straightens his shoulders, obviously uncomfortable with our conversation. But I don't have to tell you what will happen if she's lying. I stiffen at his words. She's not. He takes a step closer to me and my heart beats wildly in my chest. If she's lying, you will take care of it. Do you understand me? Chosens who do not bleed for their Spade Brother are considered whores, but they do not get paid to spread their legs. They are used for those who do not know the Lords exist. They are drugged and fucked, thrown to the streets, given to pimps. They are shunned by their families. He wants me to take his daughter and drop her off, hand her over to a pimp where he will sell her body to whoever wants a piece. Over my dead body, I will make Ashton a whore, but she'll be mine, and the only cocks she'll fuck other than mine are those who I'll allow. I understand, sir. He turns, giving me his back, and walks down the hall. I exit the house and head toward my car in their roundabout driveway. Getting in, I start it. As I pull out of their driveway, my cell rings. Sweetheart lights up the screen on my dash. I hit answer and my Bluetooth picks up. Hey.
I swear, Saint.
She sniffs.
I've never had sex.
I sigh. I was hoping she didn't hear the conversation, but it wasn't like we were quiet. I know. I believe you. I assure her.
But what if I don't?
She sniffles again. It's fucked up that they expect them to bleed. Because I've slept with virgins while in high school who didn't. I'll take care of it, I promise her.
What do you mean?
She asks. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I've waited years to have her. She's mine. I refuse to let the lords take the one thing I want away from me. Not when I've already given them so much. They can have whatever I have except for her. She's off limits. In the meantime, I change the subject. I don't want you touching yourself.
What?
She gasps.
Saint.
I mean it, Ashton. I growl. She's silent for a second.
Are you punishing me?
Do you want to be punished? I avoid her question. The silence that lingers makes me smile. I felt the way she grounded her pussy harder on my thigh when I dug my fingers into hers, or the way she moaned when I slapped her, how she pulled away when I pinched her nipples. My sweetheart likes a little pain with her pleasure. I'm going to push that to see how much she can take, how much pain she'll get off on.
No.
She finally answers, her voice so soft that I barely hear it over the roar of my car. We both know it's a lie.
But why can't I?
Because I don't want anyone getting you off other than me. That includes yourself. It's that simple. I'm going to make her beg me to come. I know she's been seeing a therapist. She's been seeing her for years. As for watching porn, my girl is curious, and I'm going to teach her things that will make her blush from embarrassment and cry for more.
But the vow ceremony is 3 weeks away, Saint.
She whines. I imagine her on her knees, batting her long dark lashes, pushing her bottom lip out while she begs me not to make her wait. Fuck, it's a sight to see. I didn't say you had to wait until then. I just said you couldn't do it.
Oh.
She breathes, and I adjust my dick inside my jeans. I'm still so fucking hard, I can't wait to fuck her. I'm glad our first time together will be in front of a crowd. I've always been one to show off what's mine, and Ashton will be no different. Everyone will know she belongs to me.
So?
She trails off and I chuckle.
When?
I'm pulling up to the House of Lords. I'll call you back in a couple of hours. I interrupt her and hang up, knowing exactly what she was about to ask, yet refusing to answer. She'll get off when I decide to get her off.
Ashton, I'll call you back in a couple of hours? Does he really think I'll lie in bed just watching my phone, waiting for him to call? If so, then he doesn't know me as well as I thought he did. My cell rings, and I pick it up to press ignore, thinking it's him, when I see it's a friend of mine. Hello? I answer. Get ready, we're going out, she says in greeting. By the sound of the music blaring in the background, I'd say she's already out. How long do I have? I ask, thinking some alcohol is exactly what I need. As much as I want Saint, I don't belong to him yet, and I refuse to let him keep me waiting on him. You at your place or your parents? She asks. Parents. I'll be there in 30. We hang up, and I jump in a quick shower. I don't have time to wash my hair or anything, so I throw it up in a high pony. It's hot outside anyway. I just soap up, get out, and quickly throw on some clothes and a little bit of makeup. Not like I need to impress anyone. Checking the clock on my phone, I see Saint left my parents almost 4 hours ago, and I haven't heard a word from him. I'm not surprised, but it does piss me off. I can't get off, and I'm supposed to wait around for him to call. What kind of test is this? The thought of my mother being right pisses me off more than anything. He won't love me. It'll be all about sex. I don't mind him using me for sex as long as I'm the only woman he sleeps with. The thought of him being with anyone else makes me sick. But that's crazy, right? Lords aren't faithful. once we take our vows, he's free to fuck whoever he wants. I'm the one that'll be tied to him, not the other way around. And he can pass me around to anyone he wants, so why would he only fuck me? I'll be the best fucking whore he's ever had. I'll make sure he never needs another woman, no matter what I have to do to show my devotion. After I finish getting ready, I hide the box he left me underneath my bed so my mother doesn't find it. I wouldn't put it past her to snoop through my room. I start to walk down the stairs, but stop when I hear my father's voice.
What the fuck happened?
He whisper shouts. I can tell he's trying to be quiet, but he wants to yell.
I didn't do it.
Someone responds tightly. It's Adam, my twin brother. We look nothing alike. He has my father's green eyes and lighter hair. I got the dark hair and blue eyes, just like our mom. Except you'd never know because she bleaches her hair these days.
Well, I received a phone call that you were last seen with her.
Our father goes on.
How do you explain that?
Adam sighs, and as I slowly start to descend the stairs to try to get a better vantage point to eavesdrop on them, the front doors open. Hey, hottie. My friend enters, spotting me on the stairs. Hey, Mr. Price. She looks ahead down the hallway and winks at my father. I roll my eyes. She's obsessed with every man she sees. But I'm jealous. I envy her. Her father isn't a lord. She attends Barrington University. We're both seniors this year, and she's been sleeping her way through school since freshman year. You don't have to be a lord to attend Barrington. Men and women from all around the world come to the university. It's where the wealthy and elite send their children for what they consider the only acceptable education. It's a lie, really. The parents pay millions to make it look like their kids are smart. But they really skip their classes and party nonstop while the professors give them A's.
I'm out.
My brother announces, taking the opportunity that Marie just gave him to end his conversation with our father.
Son, I'll see you tomorrow.
Adam calls out, rushing out the double doors. I come to a stop and turn to see my father. His eyes look me up and down in disappointment. I overheard his conversation with Saint. It was embarrassing. To hear your father tell another man that you're a whore. Would I be if I didn't have to be a virgin? Most likely. But I've wanted to give my V-card to Saint for years. I just wish it didn't have to be this way. I hate the world my parents have forced us to live in. He steps forward.
Ashton.
I'm going out with Marie, and I'll be staying at my place tonight. I inform him, giving him my back and also rushing out. Marie doesn't know about the lords, and I'd rather she didn't find out about the sick and twisted rituals that make up the secret society. Rushing down the steps to her car, we both fall into it. We sit for a second until she looks over at me. Everything okay? I nod. Yep. Where are we going? Smiling, she answers. To the woods. I grew up in Pennsylvania. Been here all my life, so I might be biased, but it's gorgeous. There's nowhere I'd rather live. I'm not really sure what I want to do with the rest of my life, but it doesn't matter anyway. I'll be married off to a lord of my father's choosing, and then I'll be his faithful lady. I'll cook, clean, suck his cock, and raise his children. It's what's expected of us. We don't get to have a career or drive to succeed. We serve our lords, just like the lords serve their society. We take the winding roads and climb the hills as she takes us to the spot where everyone parties. Senior year has officially started at Barrington, and everyone is ready to party it up. Every night of the week. It doesn't matter that classes have started. The professors get paid to pass us, not teach us. Most students have families that already run multi-billion-dollar companies, so they don't need the education. They need the diploma to put on their wall once Daddy hands them the company to make it look like they worked hard for their position. She pulls onto the road, her headlights shining on the gravel. So many cars are parked on both sides that it's hard to get through. Finding an opening, she darts into it, pulling her car to a stop in a grassy area. We get out and make our way over to where the bonfire is. "You need a drink," she laughs. "Yeah, I agree." Between my parents, Saint, and now my brother, I need to get out of my own head. The fact that I can't get off is eating at me. Is this how they feel when they're told they can't fuck? I mean, how will he even know? It's not like I live with him. We've got classes, and he's always got meetings at the House of Lords, not to mention he has to go to Carnage most days. My father spends most, if not all, of his time there. I'm not sure what the fuck he actually does, but I'd rather not know. We make our way over to where a few tables are set up. Rows and rows of liquor sit out. A few guys stand behind them with a cooler by their feet. They're filling solo cups full of ice, then pouring the drinks. Others who walk around have their own drinks.
"Hey, ladies, what can we get you?"
asks a guy I know from Barrington. His eyes drop to my chest, and I try to ignore the ache between my thighs that Saint left me with earlier. I wanted him to get me off again. A part of me wants to test how many times in a row my body can handle it. "Surprise me." I give him a smile. "Hey, isn't that your brother?" Marie taps my arm, pointing over to a group of guys. He has his back turned to us, but it's definitely him talking to a couple of guys. One I know better than the other. Tyson Crawford is a sophomore at Barrington this year. I've seen him hanging out with Saint at the House of Lords when I attended parties last year. The other guy is a senior. I only know him as Hook. I'm not sure if that's a last name or a nickname, but he's a senior with the Spade brothers. "Grab my drink. I'll be right back," I tell her and don't wait for a response. I make my way over to them and interrupt their conversation. "Hey," I say, yanking on Adam's arm. He turns around, looks down at me, and sighs, annoyed that I'm here. We've never been those twins you hear about who are so in tune that we can tell what the other feels or hear each other's thoughts. We don't hang out very often, even less so in the past few years. His life has always been devoted to the Lords, even before he started initiations. Then he had to move into the House of Lords our freshman year. No one in our family spends time with each other, though.
"What are you doing here, Ashton?"
he asks, looking around over my head. Hook and Tyson stare blankly at me, and I avoid eye contact. Being around any lord can be intimidating. They always make you feel small, non-existent. Especially the ones I'm not around normally. Makes me nervous. "I overheard you and Dad arguing back at the house," I say, ignoring his question. I don't have to tell him why I'm here. I'm an adult, and he doesn't own this land. Hook and Tyson dismiss me and carry on with their previous conversation, and my brother runs his hand down his face.
"Always being a snoop."
"What was that about?" I place my hands on my hips. He looks down at me, his green eyes narrowed with annoyance.
"That's none of your damn business."
Adam goes to walk off, but I follow him. "Is it regarding the Lords?" I dig. They never tell me anything, just enough to keep me guessing. I wonder if that's what he was talking about with Tyson and Hook. I should have listened before I interrupted.
"Fuck off, Ash,"
he growls over his shoulder. I place my hand on his arm. "Tell me."
"Get the fuck away."
He spins around and shouts. Everyone who heard stops their conversations to stare at us. Are you in trouble?" I ask softly. "The Lords have no problem eliminating you if they feel that they can't control you." He doesn't meet my stare. Instead, he looks over my head, jaw clenching. "Can Dad help you?" I go on at his silence. He gives a rough laugh.
"No, Dad can't help me."
His eyes drop to mine.
"Just like he can't make you a virgin again."
My mouth falls open on a gasp, and his laughter grows.
What? Like it's a secret that you're a whore?
I am not, I say defensively, and I wonder if Saint already told him what I did earlier in my bedroom at our parents' house. I'm not dumb. I know guys brag when they fuck a girl, and although we didn't fuck, I did act like a fool and ride his thigh. I was exactly what Saint wanted me to be, his needy fucking whore.
Whatever.
He pulls his cell out of his pocket and types away on it. I stand staring at the grass until he puts it away.
You worry about your problem and I'll worry about mine.
With that, he turns and gives me his back, storming off into the crowd. Here you go. Marie comes up beside me and hands me my drink. I take a big gulp, trying to ignore the pit in my stomach. I know I'm a virgin, but that still might not be enough when it comes time for the vow ceremony. I don't know what I'm more afraid of, the punishment I'll receive, or the fact that Saint will have to throw me away.